Ladies, good morning. I don't know about you, but I cannot believe it is our last week of Bible study. I'm sure some of you at the beginning of the year thought, a 21-week study, how in the world am I going to do it? You did it. You're here. We made it. And I hope, I know it is worth celebrating. I hope that this year, whether it's been your first time with us or our 15th time with us, that it's been one where you have fallen more in love with our God. You have seen his unshakable character on display. You have seen God's love on display through his word and through the women in your small group. And I hope that you've seen growth within your own life as you have taken steps of faithfulness in your journey with Jesus. I pray that today is one of reflection, it's one of celebration, and it's one of anticipation. So all year long, we have been talking about what does it look like to have a heart surrendered to God. And our key verse this year is 1 Samuel 16, verse 7b. For the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks on the heart. I hope you've seen that God is not looking for a woman who does everything perfectly. Nor is he sitting up in heaven watching you, waiting for you to mess up so that he can condemn you. That's not our God. All God wants from you is your heart. He wants you to trust him. He wants you to take your next step of faithfulness, to believe that he is who he says that he is, to just simply be faithful. And I know that this has been one of the most important truths for me this year because I do struggle with perfectionism and feeling like the Lord wants me to perform for him. And that's not true. He just wants me to be faithful. Even in my imperfection, to believe him, to trust him, and to be obedient. And the thing is, when I believe his character, when I believe that he is trustworthy and good, he has my best interest at heart, then I want to follow him through the help of the Holy Spirit. So let's take a minute. We're going to look back at all of our central truths from our teaching time this year. So Sarah did this with us a few weeks ago. So I want you to think about all the things we have learned. And I'm not gonna lie, when I was writing these out yesterday, I definitely forgot all the ones that I had taught this year. I was like, I don't remember what they are. So hopefully some of these, maybe there's one or there's two that the Lord really spoke to you, but let's review all of them. Week one, our view of God infiltrates every aspect of our lives. Number two, there's only room for one on the throne of your life. Who do you serve? Number three, God is speaking. Am I listening? Number four, God is always true to his character. Week five, what we treasure holds our hearts. Week six, God wants to be the king of your heart. Week seven, God is always at work. Week eight, God is faithful even when we're faithless, and he can restore even in our rebellion. Week nine, life is sweeter when we seek and trust God with all of our heart. 10, do you trust God enough to be honest with him? 11, a heart surrendered is a heart that is led. Following the shepherd is worth it. 12, our focus determines our response. 13, within God's love, we find present security, future hope, and deep relationships. 14, a fear of God quiets a fear of circumstances. 15, when our focus and convictions are right, so is our response. 16, character is what counts. 17, how we wait shows who we trust. And 18, loving God results in living differently. And y'all, I pray that our truth from last week, that loving God results in living differently, that's my prayer for each and every one of you. I pray that the stories of Hannah, Saul, David, Jonathan, Abigail all gave you a picture of what it looks like to either not follow with a heart surrendered to God or to live a life with a heart surrendered to God. But what I want us to walk away knowing is that the story doesn't stop here. 1 Samuel is not the end of Scripture. It's not the end of God's story. If you jump a few chapters ahead in 2 Samuel 7, you'll see that God made a covenant with David, that one day he would send a forever king. And we know that that forever king is Jesus, God's son and our savior. And this weekend, we get to celebrate why Jesus came. On Friday, Good Friday, we are going to sit and observe and remember that Jesus came to this earth to die in our place, to take our punishment that we rightfully deserve for our sin. Remember, sin is anything we think, say, or do that does not please or honor God. But that's also not the end of the story either. Because on Sunday, we get to celebrate and rejoice in the fact that Jesus did not stay dead. He came back to life, defeating death and proving that his sacrifice of his life was accepted by God. This is the good news of the Bible. It's what Scripture is pointing to. The book of 1 Samuel, we learned it's all about God, and it's pointing to the forever King who will come, who has come. So my challenge for you as we wrap up is to continue reading and studying. You've learned the tools of how to study God's word. So make a plan, even now, of what you're going to do to stay connected through the summer, because through it, you're going to learn more of who our good, great, and loving God is. So what have you learned this year? What's something that God has called you to? Something he's called you to stop doing? Maybe to start believing? To stop believing? Maybe he's called you to rest in him. Where has he been at work in your life this week, this month, this year, through this study? So in your small groups today, you are going to have time to reflect on that and to thank the Lord for all that he's done in and through you this year, and to share how you've seen him at work in and through the women in your small group. I'm really excited just to hear how that goes. Y'all, we want Women's Bible Study to be a place where you can come and meet with your Savior through the studying of his word and the fellowship of other believers. But hey, we also know that we don't do it perfectly. So we would love to hear your thoughts on things that you've enjoyed, things that we should continue doing, and things that you're like, hey, consider doing this for the future. And so we've created a survey for you to fill out, and I'm actually going to give you guys a few minutes to fill it out. So what we're going to do, I'm going to put the QR code up here. You're going to open your camera. You're not going to take a picture, but there will be a little link that will pop up. Just click it, and we have a survey. And y'all, we actually do read through all of these. We really want to know your thoughts because we want to take everything into consideration for next year. So I'm going to give you about 3 or 4 minutes to fill this out, and then I'm going to come back up and tell you about our study for next year.